Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start a new chapter, Babun fi Taqwa, the chapter on fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa actually comes from the word wiqaya. Wiqaya is a head covering, a shield that a person would wear when going out in battle. Then he'll wear a shield. A head shield is called wiqaya. So what is the correlation, what is the link between wiqaya, the head shield, and the word taqwa? Why is it extracted from this word? Ulama explain like how that the head shield protects a person from physical harm, taqwa prevents and protects a person from spiritual harm, any type of harm that can affect the heart. This is something that is real. The batin is real, like how the zahir, we can see zahir, the external, we can see it, we believe in it, we know there is effect in it. So like that, there is a batin also that we believe, an internal, that is 100% true. If a person does good actions, then it affects his heart, it affects his spiritual self. And if a person does bad actions, it also affects him spiritually. One thing we learn from straightening the safs in salah, person standing shoulder to shoulder, straightening the safs, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La takhtalifu fa takhtalifa qulubukum," that don't stand apart, don't stand haphazardly, because you standing haphazardly in salat will cause your hearts to become haphazard, will cause you to be disunited. So ulama from this explain that standing haphazardly in salat is an external action, but an external action is affecting the heart. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, so he shows that the external actions also affect the internal action. Sometimes you find a person saying, well, I'm doing something wrong, I'm doing many things wrong, but my heart is clean. It doesn't work like that. Here we're seeing that the external affects the internal. Person not standing correctly in namaz is affecting the hearts of people, they're becoming disunited. So therefore, person can't just say that my heart is clean and I can do anything else after that. The fact is, if heart has to be clean also, and the actions have to be correct. So this chapter on taqwa now is to put a protection between a person, a barrier between the person and anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Allah ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amunu attaqullaha haqqa duqatih. Allah ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah ta'ala as he should be feared. Actually, this word fear is not the real translation, but it's the closest that we can get. We say fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it means is that build such a barrier between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you don't commit any sins, like that shield being a barrier. Let there be a barrier between yourself and guna. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Allah ta'ala says, fear Allah ta'ala as best as you can. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Allah ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah ta'ala and speak what is right. Speak what is right. Fear, even when you are speaking also, something that is so easy. One muscle that doesn't get tired is the tongue. Person can speak and speak and speak, it doesn't get tired. Other muscles you'll need to massage it. Sometimes you'll get cramps. But the tongue, you heard of anybody saying he got cramps, he's tired, he's been speaking too much. So this is one muscle that a person can carry on using. So therefore be very, very careful. Allah Ta'ala is saying this ayat, is that when you speak, speak what is right. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمِنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever fears Allah Ta'ala, he makes a way out for him and provides for him from sources he would never imagine. Allah Ta'ala will provide for him from such sources that didn't even cross this person's mind. Now that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we plan and we think and we put our trust in this person and that person. But the person who puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sources he never even imagined, Allah ta'ala provides for him. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse. And then he explained, O Abu Dharr, if all the people held on to this firmly, it would suffice them. In other words, held on to this ayat and this belief that whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala provides for him from sources he would never have imagined. And it is mentioned in Baydawi Sharif, which is a tafsir. It is mentioned that Hazrat Salim ibn Awf ibn Malik al-Ashja' was captured by the enemy. His father reported this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who advised, fear Allah ta'ala and recite the following in abundance. Fear Allah ta'ala and recite this ayat in abundance. There is no power and no might except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So read this. There is no power and no might except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He complied, and soon thereafter his son knocked at the door of the home with 100 camels. So one is his son was captured. Now after reciting this, that there is no power, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, recite this in abundance, and now what has happened? His son knocks on the door, and not only he knocks on the door, he comes with 100 camels. Can you imagine? One is a son is kidnapped, he's gone, he lost him, and now he's coming with 100 Rolls Royce. One camel in those days was like a Rolls Royce, something very valuable. Son is coming back with so much. So the enemy had been negligent. What had happened is the enemy that had captured him had been negligent. So when he got a chance to escape, he escaped and he took 100 of the camels also, and he came back. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for him, for a person who has taqwa. One more ayat of the Quran. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah ta'ala says, O believers, if you continuously fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shall grant you a criterion to judge between right and wrong and forgive your sins. And Allah ta'ala is of great bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of great bounty. Even this, وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, although it just translated as great bounty, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is magnificent in the bounties that He gives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited in the bounties that He gives. So we just say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of great bounty, but really what Allah ta'ala gives, and there's nothing that can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from giving. Therefore we should put our full trust, our full reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.